Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for downloading us.
Jack, our boss, has come in to make a special appearance on the podcast because he's got a massive announcement.
Do I?
Yes.
You look like you do.
No, I was just coming in to say great show today.
Oh,
which
there
means
you
great
go.
Podcast today.
Exactly.
Hey, that's true.
When Jake was like, what city am I in? And you're like, Brisbane. I love Brisbane. Yeah.
And did you hear him say that he'll buy anything for anyone who gives him head? Did you not hear that part?
No, no, no. I thought he might have said to it. He said if she's got a good head.
Yes.
Yeah, see, if she's got a pretty head.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he said if she's good at head.
He said if you're good in the bed and you've got good head. I don't know. You
good
have to,
head, yeah.
I thought that meant like if you've got a great mind.
So you think he likes to look at people's faces when he's in the bedroom?
Maybe.
I like how Jack's pretending, but he has a brand new Gucci cap on right now.
No, that's
the
Vikings.
Yeah,
Corumban Vikings.
So big one today, Jay Kwan's in there. If you missed the huge announcement
that all
the Brisbane's
about
wanted.
That, Jack is always a person because he used to be a music director and once a music director, always a music director. You can't let go of it. Mm. Who do you think we're going to get? You've heard some rumours. Come on, give us something.
R&B Friday's Live's coming back. Guys.
Give them something.
Back. Well, there's a huge amount of artists that still haven't played.
Beyonce. Yeah.
And I think.
Would we get Will Smith? We'll take this. We'll
I know you. Yeah. Like there was
all
once upon
slap.
A time.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we could put him in the category of someone who's not coming this year.
Okay.
But like Eminem hasn't done it. I know that they're going to go big on
stuffed.
It.
I would lose my mind with Eminem.
He's not R&B.
What?
Even if he said yes, everything. I don't think we should take him.
He's everything. He's every category.
He's hard, heavy metal.
Every category.
He's
country. He's everything, mate.
Has Snoop played yet? He hasn't, has he?
No, what something happened with his tour.
He just cancelled his anything outside the US.
Yeah, remember we spoke to him the other day. Yeah.
Maybe he's holding out for R&B Friday Live.
Maybe.
Ooh, I love
that. Could be the go.
Maybe.
Ludacris.
And as soon as you know a date, let us know. We've got to put it in the calendar.
No,
I'd like to meet Ludacris,
but I don't know the date.
Well, it'll be a Friday, hopefully. I know that sounds silly.
We usually do it on Friday. We do it on a Saturday.
No, we've been doing it on Friday last time.
Yeah,
Brizzy.
Last two times we did it Friday. We did it once on a Saturday. Felt wrong.
All right. Can we get from you now, though, in verbal writing, that if it happens to be on a day that falls before a work day, you'll let us take that next day off?
Oh, don't listen to the next day's show. that'll just be music.
Yeah, great.
We're not doing it during a weekday.
I'm sure Brizzy will be a Friday.
Better to cover your bases, you know. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is the podcast.
Live across Brisbane.
I love Brisbane.
The greatest city in the world.
Where am I?
This is Stav, Abby and Matt.
Strap yourself in.
Oh, happy Friday.
And also to you.
And we've got something exciting for a Friday.
Don't we?
Something that we've been talking about for a long time.
Yeah.
In fact, we just had a conversation about it yesterday.
Something that we didn't even believe.
Have you forgot what we're talking about? Can you take us off air?
Is this the
technical fair for a minute? Two seconds.
We'll
family
put you guys
chat.
On hold. Hang on. Sorry, put the show on hold.
We know your time is valuable. Thank you for holding. Someone will be with you as soon as possible.
Sorry, you're right. I did forget. That is very exciting.
Jeez Louise. It was literally like 5 minutes ago.
I've just been looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was going to happen.
This guy will be on Channel 7 on Wednesday night watching Better Homes and Gardens, not knowing that the Origin's on.
Better Homes and Gardens is still
I
on.
I just picked names at random, mate.
That was a good show. I think it is.
What's Nonnie Hazelhurst doing these days?
It's a great show. The only thing that annoyed me about it is they would build something in the shed like a piece of furniture.
And it would look great.
And they'd be like, it only takes a day. But and they're like, anyone can do it. Yeah, because you've got $80,000 worth of power tools in there. I have a drill, a screwdriver, and a handsaw. That's
sounding
not getting
like
anywhere.
Excuses to me.
You need to watch MacGyver.
Yeah, that was a doco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We met him.
We did meet him.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes, yeah. MacGyver. Oh my God.
Yeah. Where?
MacGyver.
He came
in, into the studio. Yeah.
That is cool.
He did need to invent a treadmill.
What did he look pudgy?
Yeah.
Put a few on.
I didn't really notice.
It was MacGyver in retirement.
No. he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Retiver.
I don't know if he's still MacGyver to me. To be honest.
He didn't. I didn't think he looked like he aged.
Because he was a real heartthrob when he was MacGyver.
Yeah,
wasn't
Richard
he?
Dean Anderson. Yeah. And then he did Stargate for years. Great show as well.
Don't know that show, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was based on the movie, which is called Stargate.
Oh, interesting.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
A musical phenomenon was created. A radio game changer was ignited. R&B Fridays was born.
Drums.
History in the making.
R&B Fridays.
R&B Fridays.
Taking over.
Yeah, man.
You ready?
R&B bangers and booty shaking mashups.
We the best music.
Hold up. Jump around.
Go. Go.
Drop it like it's hot.
Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Edit. Oh.
Gotta get that.
Oh, yeah.
2016.
Check 1, 2.
Took R&B Fridays
from your radio.
I didn't stop jumping, I didn't stop screaming.
Come on!
To the stage.
Let's go!
R&B Fridays Live.
Put your hands in the air.
Sing along.
Was born. 5 sellout shows around the country. 11 R&B superstars. 50,000 fans packed arenas across 5 cities.
R&B Fridays!
To experience the biggest R&B party in Australian history.
Thank you!
Now,
all right.
Get set to party up and get down.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
To Australia's biggest R&B party going around.
Yeah.
R&B Fridays Live. Back with the biggest names on your block.
Let me hear you scream.
Make some noise.
From the home of R&B Fridays.
Across Brisbane.
R&B Fridays Live.
Ooh, yeah. We are back. Oh, R&B Friday Live. I reckon that's one of our best party times.
Yeah.
All of us three personally, we look forward to it. We have an epic time, but we just love it in Queensland. It is the one that sells out the quickest as well. We love our R&B Fridays here.
Let's try not to be in labour this time.
Nope. No, because I was ready for it. Remember, I was so excited, and then this thing called COVID happened.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. We did, at the last one, a gender reveal.
Gender reveal for you.
Of Koa.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So, yes, I remember seeing it. Yeah, and I never will forget. Was that the last one?
No, I went more after.
Yes, because then I saw Janet Jackson.
Yeah, right.
That's right. The last one was when I was
handcuffed to
your husband.
Yeah. Yes, but I do remember when it was the same day, because I remember the lovely nurse that we had was headless.
Headless.
Because she had tickets to R&B Friday Live, but she had to be with me. So she told me a few times.
2016 was the first R&B Friday Live.
Right. Yep.
There's been many since then. Usher's taken to the stage. Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, Jason Derulo, Genuine.
50 Cent.
50. Nelly.
Uh-huh. Yep.
This is huge. Because the names that they've got lined up for this next one are going to be massive.
Well, everyone's chomping at the bit to perform live.
And like I said, Queensland always sells out first.
Yes,
you just need
to
keep listening for announcement of who it's going to be and when it's going to be. Because I'm just as annoyed as you are about that. I want a date. I like to put it in my calendar.
Yeah.
Like, I'll cancel anything.
Well, it's not real
for
until
it.
There's a date, is
That's
it?
That's what I mean. Because then you can start getting your outfit and work towards that, you know?
Well, if there is one music festival that you are going to go to this year, it has got to be R&B Friday. It is back. It is here in Brisbane, and it's going to be bigger than ever. A man who has performed at R&B Fridays Live before, Jay Kwon, and he's in the building. He's in Brisbane at the moment. We're going to catch up with him straight after this. It's Tipsy on the air.
Here to get us all feeling tipsy, Jay Kwon.
And Jay Kwon,
oh my God,
is in the flesh. Good morning.
No, my record still sound epic.
Like, yeah, of course.
It really does.
It really does. Like, I never get tired of it.
We never get tired of it, but I believe that you wrote that when you were how old?
17.
Okay.
I don't know if I never get tired of it because I get paid so much.
Oh, 100%.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, let's put it all out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are... hold on. Before we get into anything, I just want to tell, because y'all women is amazing. They like so pretty.
Oh.
And I'm single.
Oh.
I broke up with my girl before I did this tour.
Just to come to Australia, is that
just
why?
Just to do this.
Yeah, right.
Just so you know, Abby's a mother of three and she's married.
But you know, there's options.
See, I was shooting at her. How did you know?
He just came in and gave me a compliment. I'm like, you can come in every day.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Listen, I'm watching this show just because of you.
Okay, we're playing his song all the time.
Would you leave your husband for Jake Wong?
Oh, well, no, not I mean, publicly. Come on.
Not right. publicly.
Yeah.
Mics are off, then we'll work it out.
Oh, my God.
No, we just announced big news as well before I blush completely that we are doing R&B Friday live again. And was that the last time that you came to Australia before this trip?
You know what it was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because it's an epic festival, isn't it?
It's so big. Like, I'm just happy to be a part of it. Like,
Yeah.
What do you prefer? Because you're playing in the Valley tonight.
Shades.
Yeah, you are. Shades nightclub.
Let me tell you.
Doors open at 9, just so you
I'm so booked.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I'm so booked. I don't even... me and my red bottom book bag just travel.
Just go where you're pointed.
Just go where I'm pointed.
Yeah.
That way you can never go wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I got 2 shows tomorrow and I got a whole bunch of flights. Then the next day I got 2 shows. Then
wow.
Like, it's just, yeah.
So everywhere. You travel?
I'm in tax trouble, so.
And
no, I'm serious. So I'm working.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Do you have so if you need to book here? Quan, call Joe. I'm doing it.
Maddie, it's your kid's birthday on the weekend. You want to get Jaquan there? And
yeah, the birthday party. Yeah. I'm doing everything.
Okay, good to know.
Especially when our producer just had to remind you in like a real calm way. Now, we don't swear on air. You're like, I know. I've done it before.
What does she think? I did the grand finale of Saturday Night Live. I couldn't curse on her neither.
No, that's true. You
come
get banned.
Come on now. Like, and it's live.
Yeah, you get banned if you swear on that show.
America, I think, even like their radio and television, it's stricter than Australia, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you.
Listen. I walked in y'all Foot Lockers, I'm like, we can't do that. I'm like, y'all getting away with murder over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real. I mean, it's kids and everything. I'm going to be quiet. Look, turn it up. So, Shade tonight.
Yep.
Luna Festival tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I got Crown tomorrow at Light.
Yep.
I'm going to be drinking.
Great. And then you're shopping in between. I heard you like a bit of shopping.
I'm single.
Yep.
if they, I almost just cursed. Listen, no. If you good in the bed,
yep.
Nice with some head, I'll buy you something. Come on.
I'm both those things.
Can I get a paper towel? Yo.
He's hot.
Thank you. It is hot. Wow. I mean, I don't understand how I got 2 road managers and I was still late to this interview.
Yeah, you're all right.
No, listen, and I told them I was going to tell them that. I was going to tell the radio people that.
Yeah.
Because this truly was not my fault.
Not your fault.
Why did they take so long?
I don't know. I'm like, what was y'all doing? Getting ready to do an interview or something? You know what I'm saying? You know, and then Joe keeps me working. I love Joe.
So he's your manager?
Yeah.
Listen, Joe, you had one job.
So listen.
You had one job.
Yeah, he got one job to do and they can't even do that. But listen, I'm going to tell you why I love him. He keeps me so busy, but this is what Joe don't understand. Mm. I be like, Joe, I got a show in Brisbane. Mm. He want me to go do another one in Melbourne and then fly again to do Sydney. Mm. We got to start doing something about this travel. You know what I mean? Like, for real, I understand I'm in tax trouble and everything. So I'm going to be quiet until I pay that.
Are you genuine? What's your tax bill?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't even want to talk.
You're in Australia. It's America.
I feel like this is a big tax write-off.
I owe like a half or something like that.
Okay. Right. You owe the tax department $500,000?
Yeah, that's cool. I'll make that right now.
So is that because you just didn't get around to doing your tax?
No,
or?
It's not even. It's, see, I tried to be slick.
Yeah.
Okay. Try to get out.
That's right. He's in trouble with the tax man all the time.
I did the Quavo deal. Yeah. You know, I did the Jose Quavo deal.
Yeah.
Right. Last year, I think. And I guess we didn't report some stuff.
Right.
I guess.
Maddie just got audited last year, actually. So he knows you're paying.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm glad I ain't the only one. No, that was so mean. I'm sorry. No.
But this is the difference, though, right, between R&B star in the States and radio kid from Brisbane.
How much did you pay? $200?
$2,500 is all I had to pay back.
Yeah.
$2,500?
Yeah. He's bad.
That's not even the book bag.
No. But equivalent to him, that's half a meal for him.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Since we good friends now, I might pay half of yours for that.
I have a $10,000 tax bill.
You know, with that type of bill, you can get a free, and they'd be like, oh, don't worry about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Chump change.
Listen,
and before I leave, yep. I want to, everybody, I just started an Instagram, Jaquan underscore DUH underscore Don. So Jaquan or Don, make sure y'all follow me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming out with a new project called Sobriety Check.
Okay.
I will be performing the new single off of it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Check me somewhere. All right. Where we at? We in Brisbane?
Yeah, we're in Brisbane.
I love Brisbane. For the record, I love y'all. Let's go.
Check him out at Shades Nightclub in the Valley tonight. Jaquan, nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Nice to see you. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
We moved into our house when we were looking around for places to possibly purchase. When we walked into the ensuite of the master bedroom, and it had a walk-in wardrobe and a huge clawfoot tub, and my wife lost her mind. Mm-hmm. And it was at that point I knew we'd lost any bargaining power. I was like, try to keep it cool. The real estate agent's here. And she's like, oh my God, look at this. This is perfect. I'm like, can we just... We'll pay whatever you want.
The bathtub really makes up for the termites.
It certainly does. Certainly does. And like anything, I love a bath. I do love a bath. And
very UK of you.
It is very UK.
Because a lot of the houses over there, would they not have showers?
No, just have a bath. Yeah. Yeah, they love a bath over there.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. It's a very bath-orientated society.
So you could buy a house with not one single shower in it.
No. Just...
And here in Australia, you can get the opposite.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a
bath.
You can
buy without baths.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Or you have the big, you know, when it's a shower and a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sit down shower.
Yeah. You can pretend you're in a sub that's sinking. And I love a bath. Like when I move into a hotel room, I'm like, oh my God, it's got a bath. I'm going to have a bath tonight. Never get to have a bath. And then so when we moved in the house and had a bath, for a while there, I was bath nuts, having a bath every week.
Yes. You remember we had an old producer, Tim. Mm. And they used to go in the bath and FaceTime each other and send photos to each other, and then they would have a bath caddy.
Mm-hmm. We had the same bath caddy. We'd have a glass of red wine and our favourite book.
I think I had to remind you who you were sending text messages to of you in the bath.
Why?
Well, because, yeah.
Yeah, you had to, he had to remind Tim he was sending him to a gay man.
He's into guys. Yeah.
Cool. And,
well, no, I get what she's saying. That'll be the same if me and Abby were sending each other things.
I'm not going to send
it
to...
our team. Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't just Tim.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and I went out of the habit. And then I looked at the bath the other day and went, I haven't had a bath in ages. And my wife took Rory to ice skating yesterday afternoon. That's a 4-hour round trip because the traffic's a nightmare. And I'm like, see ya. Because I've done the last four. This is her first trip. And I went... I think I can have a bath. Wasn't feeling the best, feeling a bit icky, so I'll have a bath. Maybe that'll help. And getting the process of doing the bath, I realized that it's probably one of the few activities that it's impossible to be macho doing. It's like I always say, like, when you see Batman in his costume, that's cool, that's manly, that's rough, but you never see him struggling to put his boots on, do you? You never see him do the eyeliner under the mask so that he doesn't get the, you can't see his eyes. You never see that part of it. But I'm getting my, you know, I'm testing my water, got my robe on, I'm getting my drink that ready for my bath caddy, I'm shushing my suds to make it bubbly. I'm like, you can't, you just, there's no way
it's
to do it.
It's very indulgent, a bath. Was there a manly bath bomb that you use?
Yeah.
Or is it just always glitter?
See, that's the thing. They don't really make a bath bomb.
They do.
Like, do
I think, yeah, there's a whole range of different fragrances.
Like cricket and
man bomb.
Well, no.
Yeah. Man bomb, yeah.
It's a bit more of a stronger, like kind of like an aftershave.
Yeah. Do you have a bath?
No, but we've got a spa at home, so I do use the spa outside.
But spas are kind of different because there's that whole 70s vibe to them.
Yeah. See, a lot of my male friends will have baths, but they have the cold ones where it's for recovery of sports.
Oh, like ice
baths. So but if I came home and Scott was having a bath...
You know.
Yeah, but he's you and him are very different.
Mm.
Like, if he had a bath, that would lose my mind.
If you came home and he was in a bath with a glass of red and cucumber slices on his eyes, washing the day off him.
Because he doesn't have a bath, because he comes home and he's just dirty ass. Mm. So he's got to have a shower to wash it all out.
Mm. The part that I would find the hardest is the sitting down into the bath, because you're never you can't be more vulnerable than naked and crouching down.
Like there's like you're actually at your most vulnerable at that point.
Yeah. Prime lion attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's so I want to know on 131060 if there is the blokiest bloke in Brisbane, but he's like, oh yeah, might have a bath, eh? Just finished watching The Origin, might have a bath.
Some people might have televisions.
We had a rental place and they had, I was like, what's that? And they're like, oh, they took the TV. I was like, oh my God. So there was a TV.
Yeah. My friends have got a TV in the bathroom and a special wet TV.
A waterproof
wet
one.
TV?
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's got an enclave and then that's got a cover over it. So the TV doesn't get, because you got to think steam getting into the electronics.
True.
Wouldn't be good.
Because that I could get behind watching you know, something on
but
Netflix.
Then you've
watching Titanic.
It gets too cold.
That's a problem, yeah. Will you just let a little bit of water out and then top it back up with more hot?
Like amateur.
How long were you in there for?
Only about half an hour. Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
It was lovely. Yeah. Then you get out and your skin's all glowing and you...
You don't get wrinkly?
you
got to moisturise after, don't you?
Got to moisturise after. Yeah, you can
Would
do
cat
legs,
get in your water after you got out? Remember you did that as a kid?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I was always the last in getting the dirty water. You're like, no. Yeah.
Well, we got some men. got some men calling in. Bathy boys, let's hear from you. 13, 10, 16.
Yes, I've rediscovered my love for the bath because I had one yesterday. but I used to be really into them and then I sort of just dropped off. Didn't have time, didn't have the inclination. When you've got something on tap, you never use it. And now I'm back. I love a bath, but I'm just wondering, can you be macho and enjoy a bath at the same time? Obviously, I can't for obvious reasons, but someone out there probably could. 131060, if you're a blokey bloke who likes to pop in the bath with a bath bomb.
Chris in Morayfield, this is you.
G'day, guys. Yeah, mate. I'm tippy by trade. Been in the building industry for 10 years. Like to go out, you know, with the boys and survivalist, all that sort of good stuff. And I don't mind going home for a nice bath.
Love it. After a big night out with the boys, you'll have a bath?
Hey, we got to keep that on the down low. You know, the wife.
See, this is the point, right?
My thing is, if you've got time for a bath,
yeah,
you got time to do some other stuff around the house.
Well, it does sound
like
actually,
a bath is quite like indulgent. Yeah. Like it's like I've got the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Is a bath the equivalent of when dinner time's done and the dishes need to be done? You know how a man can pop off to the toilet and stay in there for a while.
Yeah,
like a bath. It's kind of like that, isn't it?
It's exactly like that. Yeah.
Mm. There you go. You should get into baths, Maddie. Well, thank you for backing me up on this one, Chris Savannah in Maruka. You've got a guy bestie who loves a bath.
Yeah, he's very manly. Mm. Very manly. And, yeah, he revealed to me while having a bath that he's a bath man and he loves bubbles.
Everyone does love
Everyone
bubbles.
Loves bubbles.
You never grow out of the bubble
That tips
love.
It over. You're in the bath and you go, like Kylie Minogue in the Locomotion film.
Do you give yourself a beard and go,
I'm
Santa Claus.
Little hat. I bet you he does, doesn't he, Savannah?
Yeah.
I'm asking if you do that.
100%.
You shall not
I put on a beard and I go, oh, look, I'm Maddie. Oh, B105. It's 11 o'clock. It's so much fun.
Hayden in Beeble, you love a bath?
Yeah, I love a bath, eh? Play footy and league during the weekends and train all week. But I put some Epsom salts in the bath and have a nice relaxing bath.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you for calling from hospital too.
See,
we really appreciate it.
He needs it.
Yeah.
That's a justified one. Because did you just hear what he says? He needs to put the Epsom salts in for his muscles.
So do I.
I thought you had bath bombs.
No, I use Epsom salts too. I got everything in there. Kitchen sink.
Is there your Lang Lang in your bath bombs?
There's my Lang Lang in the bath.
But isn't that funny that you say that? Because if someone says, oh, I had a bath last night and they just put bubble bath in. But if someone says, you had Epsom salts for my muscles.
Oh, you've been working hard.
Changes the whole thing.
It's the same as what I say. If you're going into an ice bath, like a lot of the players will have them.
But ice baths aren't enjoyable.
No, you should try one.
Mm.
It's supposed to be brilliant for you.
Good for you, buddy. I support it.
Maybe you have a bath with me next time.
You don't have to have a bath with everyone. You can do it by yourself.
You can do it by yourself, but there's no rules against the other option.
No.
We'll bath tomorrow.
All right, a big announcement. We've got it straight after the news.
It's all over.
victory to the home side. Wow, what a second half from the Maroons.
Wednesday night, State of Origin, baby. Making his debut, it's our man, Paddy Carrigan. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. How are you feeling? You stoked? You excited?
Yeah, I'm... It's still pretty surreal, to be honest. I'm super excited, and I was actually talking to Harry Grant yesterday. There was times where we were kids who'd come in the junior teams and oppose guys like Cam and Billy and JT, and now we're getting coached by them on the other side.
Yeah.
Pinch yourself. How did you get... I mean, we were expecting you to get a phone call, and I know you would as well. When did you get the phone call saying you were part of the team?
I got the phone call Sunday night, so I actually went over to dinner to mum and dad's, but I like turned my phone off kind of on Sunday because I got so many texts throughout the day, like, do you know what's going on? Yeah. How are you? Like, all that. So I kind of wanted to get away with it in case I had a bit of bad news. But I just happened to like look down. I was at my mum and dad's for dinner and was getting a call from Bill, which was pretty, I didn't say anything. I was pretty much like a mute. I think I just said, yep, like 5 times to him, and my heart was racing, but it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Who's your roomie?
I don't have a roomie. Hey, this year we've got all our own rooms. No. I think it's like COVID stuff. It's the same at the NRL.
So. Oh, yeah. That's exciting. Because that was always my favourite thing when we used to go and chat to all the players and used to find out who was rooming and they used to complain about the other person. Yeah. You miss all that excitement. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's all about the training and that.
I'm on my own.
Obviously, you, Selwyn Cobbo, another Brisbane Bronco, into the team as well. You guys must just be flying high at the moment.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I'm smiling. Cobbo's always smiling, so he doesn't say much. So, it's super cool to have another Bronx boy and get to debut with him. And even like the kind of his journey as well, a little boy from Cherbourg. And now he gets to play against the Blues on Wednesday night. It's pretty cool. So I'm excited I get to do it with him.
Another reason to be excited. I know all the Bronco boys love this event. You may not have heard it earlier on in the show. R&B Fridays Live is back, Paddy Carrigan.
Yeah, I think that's the favourite of the Bronx boys, favourite event. So I imagine at training today they'll be pumping it.
Just don't do what they do though, Paddy, because often it will be like we'll try and get them on the show and they're all busy. And then like 2 weeks before, they constantly give us a call, send messages, and you're like, we know what you're doing. And then it's like, can we have tickets? I'm like, no.
That's the same. Bronx boys don't even pay for coffees anyway, so I can imagine they do the same with you guys.
Oh, we'll swap you for Origin tickets.
See what we can do, hey?
Yeah, that works.
I've been looking on your socials because I get obsessed with the boys. I love Ben Crow, who was the mind coach for Ash Barty, and I believe he's been working with you guys for the Bronx as well. Has it been amazing having those people come in just to give motivational chats?
Yeah, it's been unreal. I think at the start I didn't really understand like the magnitude of what Crowley's done until like you sit down with him and he starts talking about guys like Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods and working with like championship Celtics team. He's over there now with the Celtics before they play in the NBA finals, and then you kind of like sitting there like you're just sitting with little old me from Brisbane. And but the things he does and things he's done for the club are so good, and he's just such a simple guy. It helps so much.
Now, Paddy, you know I'm a Bronx through and through. My whole family, I come from a long line of Broncos
supporters. Your father and your father before him. Yeah.
but I wouldn't be lying if I didn't say last week was a bit upsetting with the whole Payne Haas situation. And I know that, they've worked through that and he said that he'll wait till the end of the year to continue discussions. How do you guys as players feel when that sort of thing happens? Someone says they want to be released from the team.
I think you kind of just look at, I don't know, there's reasons behind it and footy's a business, and I don't think it's because he hates any of us individually or anything like that, so it doesn't faze me too much, I reckon. And with Payne, he's probably the best forward in the game, so every time he puts on a Bronx jersey, it was weird. The crowd started booing him and then he'd have a good run and then they were like cheering him and it was like, what is going on? But,
we're like that too.
Very fickle.
Fickle as.
You disappointed us, but yay, well
done.
Yeah,
you scored.
It's all good.
I know that anytime he'll play for us this year, he's going to give his all, and I hope him and the club can work something out and
I think I definitely want to be playing with him rather than against him for the majority of my career anyway.
Yeah. I guess it's hard, one of those things, isn't it, when you're getting paid a certain amount. It's like with anything, if you sell your car and then you sell it and someone, you know, messages you after and offers you another $5,000, like it hurts, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And then I think if you times that by 16 people coming to you and offering you another $5,000, I can only imagine that hurts a little bit more. So
must be a really good car.
Well, buddy, great to talk to you. Best of luck on Wednesday. The Queenslanders have an absolute crack team this year. It's going to be a great series. And just enjoy it out there.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. There he is. Paddy Carrigan live from the Queensland Maroons camp.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You know, they always say that, like, women seem to marry someone who's like their dad.
Yes.
That's like the saying. And I have not done that at all because my hubby and my dad are very different, but they get along really, really well. Mm-hmm. But I realise more and more that, Stav, you are identical to my dad.
This has come up a bit.
Like, literally, you are the same person.
Put
and I know,
on,
that, I know that
you are
we
not
got along.
Leaving the studio dressed like that.
Knowing each other for 11 years?
Yes.
And no, Dad wouldn't do that. He'd do the same as you.
What's
think
that?
It, but keep it inside and just be annoyed at me. Mm. 11 years, and we got along straight away, besides 1 year we sort of fought.
You were fighting with me, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long realize. 6 months, guys.
But my
dad's we've always got along.
Staying up at the moment, and I realise that you guys have, when's your birthday?
18th of February.
My dad is the 17th of February, so you're the same star sign. You both have black hair.
Mm-hmm.
You both look quite similar because my dad used to always be told that he looked like Clark Kent.
Okay.
Which is often what you
I do get, that
get
a lot.
Told as well.
Mm-hmm.
You both have the same glasses
mm-hmm.
and the same lens as well, because every time he always says, if I took my glasses off, I would be
completely blind,
which is what my dad constantly says to me. I'll take my glasses off, but I'll be completely blind. I'm like, okay, no worries. Your favourite comic book?
It's The Phantom.
My dad's is. No one's is The Phantom. It's not a common one.
It's very, very famous.
It's really not.
This is why I think, I actually think, because I haven't really met him in person, maybe once years ago, but I think it's like the universe, like if we get into the same room together, we'll explode.
You, everything about you is identical, and it just blew my mind because he is going back to Adelaide today. And his flight.
What time's his flight?
Is at 4 o'clock.
Is he at the airport?
And I said to him.
I would be.
I said to
he's
him.
He's gotten it fine.
What time do you need to be dropped off? And I said, your flight's at 4. I'll just do school pickup and then I'll drop you off at 3:15. And he goes, whoa, don't rush me.
Yeah.
Has he got checked baggage?
Well, even if he doesn't, he's like, why don't you drop me off at 1:30 or 2.
Yeah.
That's the same time that Stav does. And
I say,
why do you get there early? He goes, oh, have a beer and have something to eat.
I went, love it.
Why? It's too expensive.
No, it's
have it at home. Get there late for when your name is calling out.
Mm-hmm.
But every time he goes, oh, you make me, it makes me stressful what time you get there. And
does.
That's constantly what you say. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to get there so early?
Why do you have to get there so late? It's exactly the same argument, just reversed. Yeah, have a beer, you can have a Carl Jr. burger.
And instead of being on my phone or something like that, Stav will do the same as what my dad does, which is just sit, sit and stare and look at people and have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a waste of time?
You've made me feel I want to go to the airport today. Can I hang out with Pete at the airport?
Yeah, if you want to get there soon.
Yeah, I'll leave now.
He goes, you know what, you can't get me there early enough.
You can't get there early enough, no.
And I like to get there when they're calling out my name.
You do, and it's so annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you ever missed a flight?
Like once.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard thing, isn't it? For some people, on time is late.
Yes, me. I would say on time is late for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he constantly goes, you're late. And we're like, no, 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 we're exactly the time.
No, but you guys aren't ever on time.
We are.
Yeah.
Because on time is still like 3 minutes past.
No, that's not correct.
It's a room for.
Time is fluid. You know?
Is it?
Yeah.
It's relative, I think they said.
Relative, damn it.
Season on The Kardashians. Our lives are so hectic. I'm excited for this new chapter for people to see.
You really can't get away from the Kardashians because even if you're not watching the show, they're always on the news and there's a lot of clickbait for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not watching the show and we don't need to because we get regular updates by Taylor, our producer, who's a mad fan.
Mm-hmm.
Best season ever because they left Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. And last night's episode was the best episode in the history of the Kardashians.
Wow.
You kind of, you could be a Kardashian.
Yeah.
You've made yourself look a bit Kardashian-esque, I reckon.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, you do have a Kim vibe.
Really? Really?
Yeah, with your beautiful long hair, the gorgeous skin. Yes,
that's yet to come.
Sporting husband to be.
I can say that you can't.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you say it?
Oh, yes. Boobs and butt. Yeah.
Love that for me. Yep. While we're on that topic, so last night's episode actually starts off kind of like that. So Courtney and Travis are still going through their fertility issues.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's working. So they're like, let's do this thing. So Hollywood. It's called like a Hajja Kajja cleanse. I'm definitely not pronouncing that right, but that was my interpretation. And what that includes is no caffeine, no sex, no exercise, no sugar for like 10 to 12 days.
I found no sex is a perfect way to have a kid.
Mm.
Yeah, it goes against the rule book.
I think it's supposed to build it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
The purpose is to like produce the best eggs.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And so part of that is Courtney gets a yoni cleanse. Do you guys know?
Yoni?
Yes.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow made that famous. Mm. And I don't know if you sit on somewhere and it flushes.
Steams.
Does it steam it?
It's pretty much steamed a steam.
It.
Yeah.
Mm. Had it before, have you?
No, I'm aware of it, yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, but someone I know did it and yeah.
I just don't know what that
Who
would
did
feel
it?
Like.
Bianca Dye. Remember?
Oh, she that's right. She it. Did, didn't mm. she? Mm.
Should just put the kettle on here.
Is that the only thing you followed of hers?
Do not do it here. Do not do it here.
So it's kind of like, you know, when you get a cold and you sit over the
like a Vicks
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. You do that, but with your thing.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow has some crazy stuff that she does.
Yeah. Well, guess what? She features on last night's episode.
What are the odds?
She looks amazing. Oh, is that when they were getting the website? Because hers is called
Goop.
Hers is Goop.
Goop. And Courtney's is Poosh. So everyone was saying combine it, it's going to be called Poop.
Well, they're actually collabing, right? So what made Goop famous? Mike, this candle smells like my vagina.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're like approached Courtney and was like, let's make you a candle. So she's making a candle called This Candle Smells Like My Pooshy. Smart.
Wow.
And this is Courtney actually trying out the scents that she thinks her vagina smells like.
Ooh, this is a vibe. This definitely smells like my pooshy.
It reminds me of your mom's pooshy.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So
if your days
rose.
Were just filled with trying to pick a scent for your candle that you could sell that
smells. This room smells amazing. It smells like the Denver Broncos.
And what was the smell?
It was like a rose incented scent.
Right. Okay.
Dreaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That's just mine after the gym anyway. So, and then the episode goes on to talk about finally how Kim and Pete reconciled their relationship. And I was so surprised to hear how it all went down.
I did SNL. And then when we kissed in scene, it was just a vibe. But Pete does not come to my after party. Everyone was at my after party. Does not give me the time of day. So a few days later, I called the producer at SNL and I was like, hey, do you have Pete's number? And they were like, yeah. And I text him. I wasn't even thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to be in a relationship with him. I was just thinking like, heard about this BDE, need to get out there. I was just basically DTF.
So Kim made the first move. What the hell?
Wow.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised. I thought it would be the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine if the producer was like any other good friend would be and be like, I'm going to check with them first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to give you the number
straight
away. Hey,
Kim K wants your number. I'm presuming that you would. I like that she's just into him because he obviously didn't give her any time of day.
Yeah.
Treat a man, Kim K.
Old is trick in the book.
Mm. Yeah.
There was a lot in that
Did they notice when you were treating him, Kim?
Not at all. Not at all. They got to have some idea of what's going on.
Yeah, I think you got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you got to talk to him first.
There's some they still don't know.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I have a big wardrobe in the back of our car because the kids go sometimes to sports on a day. Mm-hmm. So on Wednesdays we go to swimming.
Yep.
So I got to take all the swimming bags and then they get changed to AFL after. And I had it all.
Two sports in one day.
Yeah, it's like the Olympics.
Wild.
Because I said for them to quit swimming after all these years of pressuring them, and now they don't want to.
That's annoying.
Yeah, I know. It's like they just do it just to annoy me because I said, why don't we just stop swimming? And they're like, nah, makes us feel good. Like, whatever.
It's working.
But my son didn't have his shorts, and he didn't have his shorts because I didn't pack them. And it was a big thing in the car. I was like, well, pack your own shorts from now on. I had your mouth guard. I had your helmet. I had your shoes. I had your socks. I had your tops, like everything, jumpers. Just didn't remember the shorts. And then he said, well, what am I going to wear? And I said, well, you just have to wear your swimmers. So he's got you know, those Speedos that are to the knees.
I like the bike pants.
Yeah. And I dropped him off, and one of the mums was there, and she was like, "Oh, that's not going to be good." And I said, "For what?" She goes, "Chafing." And there was another boy that was close by who is one of five boys. Mm-hmm. And he just went, "Mum, have you got the ball cream?"
The ball cream?
You got the ball cream. And I was like, what?
You said one of five boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then mum's like, it's not ball cream. Like, yeah, it is.
Ball cream?
I don't know. Apparently there is a specific.
I feel like I've been missing out on something.
Yeah. Apparently there is for chafing. I said that to Maddie. Maddie's like, oh, no, I know what that is.
Yeah, straight up.
What is it?
3B cream.
So you have three of them?
What is 3B cream? Is it just...
Can you use them if you have two? I've never heard of 3B cream.
Neither had I.
Mm. What do you do?
He's like, well, I don't know. Is it like a Vaseline, like a moisturizer, or something?
It's, yeah, it is sort of... It's like a... like a moisturizer cream or whatever. You put it down there. Usually you use it once you've got the chafe. Once the chafe has happened, I imagine you can use it to help
prevention.
It stop. Yeah.
Do you know about it from bike riding?
I used to use it when I was a kid playing football and stuff as well, because I played heaps of sport as a kid.
So what is it? Why is there so much chafing? Like, because
it's the rubbish.
Yeah, I know, but I sort of would get it when I'm pregnant and you put it away. I always
You're
a little boy.
Yeah, but he was fat.
No, he wasn't.
No, I was really actually a skinny kid.
I'm fat. You're not.
Well, the issue you have with finning is his pants are wet.
Yes.
So jock rot is a
jock
thing.
Jock rot?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's...
You've branched off here, mate.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
That one I'm aware of for other reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
3B... See...
Never heard of 3B
cream.
You've
never heard of it.
I've heard of, like, the zit stuff. What's that?
Proactive.
Yeah.
Don't start throwing out different stuff.
Preparation H, stuff.
Proactive had a lot of celebrities involved.
Katy Perry.
So, but it's just, obviously, it's called 3B.
Yep.
But it's generally used for that area. Well, but you're in a thigh.
The reason I'm so aware of it is because I also remember as a kid, they had commercials that played all the time on television. Do you not remember this?
Never heard it.
All right. Now, it's a very old commercial, so the audio quality is not great, but listen carefully here. Oh.
I remember because it was in the Elvis movie we saw last week.
So is that Elvis, impersonation talking about chafing?
Yeah.
So it is for chafing.
If anyone would have shafed, it was Elvis in his latter days. Yeah. And in that onesie jumpsuit, he would be all over that cream.
And in the commercial, there was cartoon versions of legs, breasts, and a buttocks with a face on it.
Oh, no wonder you remember it as a kid.
And it was it would all dance around, and it would be crying.
Oh. And then the cream would be rubbed on, and they'd be all happy.
Do you know what? You've sold it well. I'm going to go and buy some.
You don't have to suffer any longer. 3B can actively help stop chafing and the discomfort of sweat rash from between the breasts, legs, and buttocks. Ask for 3B at your local pharmacy.
If you're asking it at the pharmacy, you're whispering it.
Have you got any ball cream?
Ball cream for my boobs.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Box is back on Monday, the 6th of June.
Wow.
Where's the year gone? God.
It has gone fast.
Here are some answers for Alpha Bucks.
Neurosurgeon.
Ooh, wow.
I'm guessing an occupation. Niece. And Nike, or Nike, if you grew up in my household.
Ooh. There's the podcast, guys. Have a great one. Bye.
Lights, camera. Stav, Abby and Mads. Mini reporter. Action.
Are you guys ready to meet our replacements?
Yeah.
Yes. Because we get a lot of people will go, oh, how do you get into radio? Or some people might go, my child wants to get into radio. Mm-hmm. This is your opportunity. Because even if you don't want to do that, you just might listen and you go, I'd love to be on a red carpet. I'd love to meet celebrities. Mm-hmm. So the Logies is coming up on the 19th of June down at the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen before is they have a massive long red carpet and you could get to interview all these big celebrities before they go into the award ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, it's the best part of the night.
Oh, without a doubt. The sit-down dinner, you can let that go. That's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's boring.
So we are looking for a mini reporter.
Yes.
So if you have a child, they have to be able to be confident to ask some questions. We'd love to hear what sort of question you would ask.
Our thinking is because we've done a few and no one will talk to us anymore. So if we send a cute kid,
we thought that
we'll get all the celebs. Yeah, you can't say no to a cute kid.
No.
No.
And then, let's be honest, they'll do a better job than us.
100%.
I don't even mind, like, don't think of, it doesn't just have to be a kid who will ask questions that everyone wants to hear.
No, any question.
If you've got one of those kids who, whenever they see someone and there's something about them and they point it out and it's awkward, even that type of kid, you know, a kid who just goes, that's an ugly dress.
Oh.
Like that, who knows what could
happen? You mean a mini you?
I would never say that.
Those are fake, obviously.
I don't need to say that out loud. I'm just saying.
She's had work done.
You know, what age are we looking for? Could really, any age, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
If they're confident to be on a red carpet, we'll send someone with them so they don't need to be able to identify the celebrities because, let's be, I've done that before, wrong. Yeah, remember I thought I was interviewing Delta?
Oh, and it was Jen Hawkins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. Same questions. It's fine.
I had one where.
When's your next song coming out?
Damien Walsh Howling was walking past and I didn't know who he was. So I was like,
who is he?
He was on Blue Healers.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, my batteries are. Batteries in my microphone and dead. He's like, you don't know who I am, do you? I said, no, I don't. Thanks, champ.
Oh, you rubbed it in with a champ at the end.
Yeah, off you pop.
So if there's anyone driving to school right now and you're like, oh, Mum, can I do it? Yes, you can. 13, 10, 60. We just want to know, would you be interested? And what question would you ask?
Yeah, and you will be allowed. The footage that you take at the Logies, you can put on your own YouTube channel if you want. You've got to play to the skills.
Subscribe here.
Yeah.
Smash that subscribe button, fam.
Yeah, they love it.
That's where the real money is too, those YouTubers. 13, 10, 60. We're looking for a mini reporter to head to the Logies for us. Give us a buzz. We'll chat to you after this one from Dante Thomas, 20 past 8 at Brisbane's B105.
Boys, camera. Stab, Abby and Mads. Mini reporter. Action.
Yeah, the Logies are happening on the Gold Coast on the 19th of June and we want to send a mini reporter. So if you've got a child who loves to chat or maybe that is you, 13, 10, 60, we just want to see who's out there. We are going to put up a form as well at B105 next week where you can register there.
All right, let's go to Sharika.
Sharika.
Sharika. Oh, I was close. Yeah.
Sorry. Good
you got to give me that. I was fairly close.
Yeah. No one ever gets it right, so I can't hold it against you.
Who's a big talker in your house?
My son, he's 4, nearly 5, and he will talk to anyone that looks at him.
Okay.
Is he there now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want to talk on the phone?
What's his name?
Henry.
Yeah. Hey, hello?
Hey, Henry.
You've got to be louder so they can hear you.
Hi.
Hi. How's your morning been? Have you done much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shouldn't have asked.
Always away,
yes
isn't it?
Or no
questions. Always away.
It's weirder on the phone though. If you maybe face to face.
Oh.
Well, what?
You got to
looking your gum.
The lips, yeah.
Yeah, it is the weather, isn't it? You definitely need the lip balm.
Need your lip balm. Well, well prepared.
A 4-year-old would be very cute.
Very cute.
So cute.
Holly in Deception Bay. Holly, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Okay, and you would love to go to the Logies and be our red carpet reporter?
Yep.
Why is that?
Because I love fashion and I'd love to find out why and where they got their clothing.
Perfect question.
That is a good one. Do you have a favourite celebrity, Holly?
Yes, Jason Derulo.
Oh, yes. Lovely guy.
We good choice.
Jason Derulo. Won't be there for the Logies.
Won't be there.
He does have a new single out. And they usually have a musical act who comes over. So there's a very good chance Jason Derulo might be there.
Good point.
What about do you like anyone on The Voice, like Guy Sebastian and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they'll be there. They'll be there. You know, Sophie Monk will be there. Carl Stefanovic, obviously, because he's...
Bluey.
Hamish and Andy have said that they're going as well. Yeah,
absolutely. Got another 10-year-old. G'day, Aiden.
Hey, Aiden. Why do you think you should be our reporter?
Because I am very cool.
Excellent. That's great. That's great. What would
Search
be a,
is over.
What would be a question that you would ask the celebrities on the red carpet?
Where did you get that dress?
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot that are into the fashion, isn't there?
Got to be careful of the tone you use, Aiden.
I think that was on purpose. Yeah. Yeah, it was, Aiden. Well done.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
Bluey.
I reckon Bluey will be there.
The voices or the actual bluey?
No, bluey. Yeah,
actual bluey.
Yeah, actual bluey. Definitely the dad.
Okay, great. Well, it's a huge event. It is one of the biggest nights in entertainment in Australia. It's going to be there on the Gold Coast. If you would like to go, if there's kids listening or you've got a kid who you'd love to nominate, get to b105.com.au. Next week we'll have a page, or you can call us. Or also jump on our DMs on Facebook.
Yes. If any of the kids as well want to do a little bit of an audition video.
Yep.
That's a great
we'll
idea.
Take that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Just tag us in it at B105 Brisbane.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
Do you guys sometimes pretend that you're in like a movie with your day-to-day routine, or you're in a film clip or something?
All the time, yeah.
So mine is when I'm driving in here in the car park. It's like I do go the speed limit. Mm. But I'm being chased.
You do that when you leave as well.
Oh, that's because you are chasing me. You're so close. I know
when you're coming or going.
That's not me going fast. That's just the
squeaky tires.
Squeaky tires.
I'll do
but
that.
I like to do it where I'm like, someone's chasing me, yeah. And I wind down the window. And we've got our little buzzer to get in, but I don't stop. I do it every time. I just woo go through. Mm. So I don't have to stop. I just have to slow down.
And then just straight into the garage door, or you wait for that to rise up.
It's pretty good timing. I just nail it every time. And then I'll stop for that.
Yeah.
But this morning, I was like, yeah, I got this. Did the little whoop and then drove up to the door and I hadn't got it. So I went to go in reverse and realised someone's behind me. So you got to do the whole like, sorry. That was my bad.
Remember last week when the arm came down and hit your bonnet?
It didn't hit.
Sorry, bounced off.
Tap, tap, tap.
Wow.
That wasn't my fault that time. The person in the movie in front of me. Thanks, but no thanks.
We do the 10 cent refund.
Yes.
For the cans.
Very rewarding.
At our place. Yes, containers for change. But it's great. So we do it throughout the year and then we cash it out at the end of the year and buy Christmas presents.
It's unusual for you storing all those cans at your house.
Mm. Oh, no. We do it in our account.
Oh, got it. That's not your house. No. Anyone stands stationary in the house, they're gone.
The can.
It's true.
I hate anything on a bench. I hate anything
you're
out of
place.
You're
a clean freak. It's nice.
But my neighbour next door, Luke, he knows that we collect them, and it's great. He has all of his empties, and we take them as well.
Do you give him the money?
No. He says we can have it. But it's at the point now where it doesn't look good because he'll just bring the crate over and put it in the front garage, and then I take it out. But I forget sometimes. And then what you realise is you look like the house where there is a 18th birthday party every night.
You know when you've got
bottles out of a bin and in another apparatus, they're like, oh, must have been a 21st or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm emptying, I need to put them right down the bottom because I don't want to hear the neighbours to hear the ding, ding, ding.
Wine bottle, piece of cardboard. Yeah. Wine bottle, piece of cardboard.
Like, can't take the Jenga. Wine bottles, though.
No, they don't. Mm. Yeah. Thank you, but no thank you.
Took Gussie for a walk yesterday, and as I was looking for a ball to grab, we've got one of those ball chucker things, you know, those arms.
Plastic things.
Go
further.
And all his balls were scattered to the three sheets of the wind, but I found one, and it was slightly too small for the chucker. And I was like, I'll take it, but I know I'm going to run into problems here. And then I'm throwing the ball and it just would slip out and it just wasn't the right fit for the little holder. I saw these council guys working on the bike track there and they're all watching my dog run around. And I've gone to do a big chuck, give him a big run, and I've just flicked it. And he couldn't see where the ball went and I couldn't see where the ball went. And I'm like, where did that ball go? And then after what felt like an eternity, plumped down and hit me on the top of the head.
Stuck in the tree.
No, and it just pinged up straight up. out of the arm and straight up into the air and then straight back down.
It's his fault for not getting it earlier. He could have jumped.
That's true. Yeah, he could have protected his master instead of having the council guys laugh.
He would have done that if she was
there. He would take a bullet for that woman. So thanks, Benno.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
I love Brisbane.
Built in Brisbane form.
Hey, don't forget, big sale on a Harbourtown Premium Outlets. It starts today, goes all the way through till Sunday. Make sure you get in there if you want to stock up.
Love some Harbourtown.
Yeah, it's a great place to go and do a full freshen up.
Why don't we all go and do a shop together?
Together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be keen.
Let's do that next week.
Do a little roadie to the gold.
Yeah, we don't do enough family trips.
Hey, all day today, your chance to win a brand new Suzuki with the secret sound. The guesses are all out there on the listener app. Make sure you get your clues there too. Have a great one. We'll see you on Monday, guys.
Bye. Bye.